Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Next case, please.
The next application is 11,929 Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson seek a variance from the setback of an agricultural building, section 115-20B1B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cedar Lane, Route 318, approximately 2,884 feet northwest of Governor Stokely Road, Route 432. The 911 address is 23318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 3, Parcel 1. Specifically, they're requesting a 67.5-foot variance for a stable. Received no letters in opposition, two mail returns, and we did receive one letter in support. And it's, Dear Mr. Chairman Calloway, I own the affected property at parcel 133, map 3, parcel 106. As the only affected property owner, I'm writing this letter to offer my support in favor of Mr. Palmer and Ms. Hudson's variance request to reduce the setback between the existing stables and our common property line from 200 feet to 132.5 feet. As the stables have existed there for more than 20 years, the character of the neighborhood has and continues to be agricultural in nature, and it's Evelyn Willie, trustee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Palmer, and I live at 23318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And ma'am, do you plan to testify?
No, she's here for moral support.
Oh, that's good. All right, sir.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I did bring a PowerPoint presentation this evening, and we did submit an exhibit booklet. The PowerPoint is largely the same types of material that we included in the exhibit booklet, but I thought for the benefit of the public, in the event that I had anyone for or against, it would be good to point things out.
Okay, very well.
So, as Ms. Cornwell had indicated, we're here this evening to request a variance for a setback between the stables and the closest closest lot line. The zoning requirement is for a 200-foot setback from a public stable. When we bought the property, and we've been searching for this property for many, many years, and I actually get off the topic a little bit. I actually watched this property be developed. I'm a civil engineer, and I designed the wastewater treatment plant across the street. And I thought, why in the world would anyone want to purchase a property across the street from a wastewater plant? Well, here he is. So, as I said, we've been looking for this for a property like this for many, many years. We were looking for land. We were looking for screening. We were looking for basically a farmette. It's an unassuming house. It's a six stall stable. There's one tack room and a workshop. And so, being a civil engineer, I handle many land use applications through planning and zoning. And the majority of the work that I do is used by right. So you guys will probably rarely ever see me. But I was working on another case, another project. And I had an occasion to go through the definitions, and naturally I came across stables and I couldn't help but read the definitions. And when I saw that a public stable was more than four stalls, my heart sunk, because I knew that my boundary survey showed that the stable itself was actually 146 or so feet away. Well, there's actually a run-in shed that's just south of the main stables. There's a run-in shed, and you can see that the run-in shed is actually only about 132 feet away from the closest lot line. So naturally I looked to see, well, how did this happen? You know, what have I gotten myself into? And through a little bit of research, I figured out that there was a lot line adjustment that was recorded in the land records about a year before we purchased the property. And so we talked with Ms. Willie about the reasons for that, and basically she'd had the property on the market for many, many years. And so she naturally had dropped the price over the time she'd had it on the market. And The reason why she created the lot line adjustment is that she just didn't feel like this last price drop that she went through, that the property was worth more than that. So she chose to retain approximately 4 acres of the original parcel. And that's this piece here.
Mm-hmm. For selling purposes?
I'm sorry?
For selling purposes? Is that the reason she made the adjustment? Financial?
No, sir. She made that adjustment because she actually dropped the purchase price one more time. We stumbled across a property after that price reduction had occurred. And so learning all of this after we had bought the property, it all kind of made sense. But nonetheless, I'm sitting with an agricultural structure that's too close to the lot line.
Right.
She actually, and I apologize, in order to make the exhibit more visible for the audience, I actually cropped off the boundary survey that we had included in our application. But Ms. Willie actually retained all of the lots out front and the 4 acre pasture. She has no intention of selling them. As a matter of fact, she told us that if we ever wanted to purchase them, that she'd give us the first right of refusal. Unfortunately, we just put down a fair chunk of change to purchase this property, and we're just not in a position to purchase the property. Okay. Mr. Rickard, that actually brings me into the next part of my presentation, which was the options that, because when I found the issue, the first thing I did was call Ms. Cornwell, and she met with me, and we went through a number of different options that I could go through in order to correct the problem. One of them was to cease using the stables, and that's kind of one of the reasons why we bought the property. Purchase all or a portion of the property that we're affecting, and again, maybe someday we'll have the money to purchase that pasture back, but you know, for the foreseeable future, it's just unfortunately not in the cards. The third option was obviously to request a variance, and here I am. So before I resolved myself that I wanted to appear before you gentlemen this evening, I went through the questions to make sure that I felt comfortable answering them. And so what I did was it was kind of important to concentrate on the character of the neighborhood. And this photo, which is actually part of one of the exhibits in the exhibit booklet, it's actually a 1992 aerial photo of the region. And you can see this is how the lot lines looked, at least according to the tax maps back in the day. There was no subdivision back here. There were no subdivision here. It was basically raw land. Mm-hmm. And then by 1997, there had been a subdivision process for what would later become the Woods at Walls Creek, and the folks who owned this property, Fairway Oaks LLC, they actually subdivided these 3/4 acre lots out front, actually created the right-of-way to get, which is now Carey Lane, to reach this landlocked parcel. And by 1997, the Willies had actually purchased the property, and you can see in the photo that the stables were one of the first structures that were constructed. Based on the research that I did, it looked like their building permit was on or about 1996. Fast forwarding in time, the only thing that's changed since the stables were first built, well, the Woods at Walls Creek has taken off, and it's nearly built out. The wastewater treatment plant that I mentioned in the beginning of my presentation is built out quite nicely, and the vegetation around the perimeter of the property has really grown, so we're fully screened from everyone except for the farm, from my farm neighbor to the south. And then, again, the lot line adjustment changed. Combining this part of the original parcel that, with the lot out front. These photos were also included in the exhibit booklet, and this photo, I took this photo approximately at this location. You can see the fence line. So basically, this represents on our side of the buffer, looking down the fence line, and you can see the stables in the background. The next photo, this fence is actually just inside the lot line on our property. Ms. Willie's property is approximately 4 inches on the south side of that fence. And this picture was taken again here at the edge of the woods. The woods are actually at my back, looking at the stables in the background. From Cary Lane, I don't know if you, there's actually a jog in the right-of-way of Cary Lane, and these three pins represent that jog. And there's a wooded buffer that runs along Cary Lane, which actually this pin here is that pin there looking at the stables. So from Cary Lane, and as we were driving here this evening, I thought, you know, I should have probably taken pictures on the wood side so you could see that you can't see the stables. But in any event, there is a wooded buffer behind me. The next photo is actually taken back here along the edge of the woods. The rear property line between our property and the woods at Walls Creek is approximately 15 feet into the woods. And then according to their subdivision plan, there's actually a wooded buffer that they're responsible for maintaining. So again, I didn't take pictures inside the woods to show that you can't see the stables from our neighbors to the west. This farm gate here is actually about 10 feet away from where the lot line would be. The cursor I've shown, that's actually where the lot line would be. So from where my cursor is to the edge of the run-in stables is the dimension that we're looking at. And the final picture I have is actually taken, I was standing here just inside. This is actually a horse run for the two rear stalls to actually reach this stable, this pasture. We haven't closed off yet. Ms. Willie's actually befriended us, and you know, she said you can use it anytime you want. But in any event, this last photo is actually taken here. And you can see with the heavy winds we've had in the last several days, we've suffered a little bit of wind damage that I haven't repaired yet. So based on these photos, based on the questions, I feel that, you know, we definitely meet we really haven't changed the character of the neighborhood. So what I'd like to do is conclude my presentation by reading off the responses to the questions on the application, and then I'll stop talking.
One question for you then.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the uniqueness of the property. The unique physical conditions peculiar to this variance request are that the stables were originally constructed in harmony with the zoning ordinance back in 1996, but with the lot line adjustment, they're now no longer in harmony. And this occurred again back on November of 2015, nearly a year before we purchased the property. The property cannot otherwise be developed. The stables were constructed with a capacity of 6 horses, and by definition in the zoning ordinance, that classifies those stables as a public stable, which requires that it be located 200 feet from all lot lines. We don't, as I said before, we do not own the land which shares a common lot line for which the variance request is requested. Therefore, a lot line adjustment to correct the nonconformity cannot be processed at this time. So for the stables to continue to exist in their current fashion, a variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use. That this was not created by the applicant. The previous owners constructed a 6-stall stable under building permit application 9261-1 on or about October 1996. And at that time, her stables were 264.8 feet from the closest lot line. The exceptional practical difficulty where the stables are now located only 132.5 feet from the closest lot line as a result of this lot line adjustment that I've been talking about for the last 5 minutes or so. That it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. By granting this variance request, the Board of Adjustment would not alter the character of the neighborhood, nor permanently impair adjacent development, nor be a detriment to the public welfare. As I indicated above, the public stables have existed for nearly 20 years. The agricultural nature of the neighborhood remains the same, despite the encroachment of continued residential development pressures. The minimum variance, our request this evening would be for the minimum variance, reducing the 200-foot code-prescribed setback to 132.5 feet, which would represent a reduction of 67.55 feet. This concludes my presentation. I respectfully request that the board consider and grant our variance request.
All right, and I thank you for that. And I'll see if there's any, excuse me, any questions from members of the board, and I'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Rickard.
Well, you did a good job. You went through all this, and you answered all the questions.
Very well.
But now I'm going to bring you back to number two. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Cannot otherwise be developed. You have to convince this board that you cannot do anything else with that. You can't go to four horses and tell us why you can't go to four horses. I understand why Mrs. Worley did it, okay,
sure,
which put you in this situation,
sure,
but also the fact that could this be otherwise developed? I mean, could this variance not exist, not appearing before us, by bringing the number of horses down to four?
One of the deciding factors in this in purchasing this property is that it actually had six stalls. The truth of the matter, Mr. Rickard, it actually has seven stalls. Ms. Willie actually converted one of those stalls to a tack room. So in reality, it could actually be, we actually had visions of possibly having up to as many as seven horses there.
Right, but you, the way you're setting now, you couldn't operate. In other words, you couldn't, you wouldn't be satisfied. This is something you want, okay?
Yes, sir.
You don't need the six horses, do you?
We do have visions of having up
visions,
to seven.
But
yes,
you
sir.
Need the six horses. Could you drop down? What happens to you if you drop the two? I guess that's what I'm asking. That's a four.
I would stick my tail between my legs and go home.
Well, that's a good answer, but that's something you want.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You want those six horses. And
yes,
what do
sir.
You do with those six horses? Can I ask you that?
We intend to ride. I have friends.
The public?
Yes, sir.
Charge people for coming in there and riding the horses around?
We don't have visions of that at this time. We have friends that also have horses, mm-hmm. and so you know they've asked if they could keep their horses at our stables, and you know, they take care of their horses. That's fine. You know, it's going to be a little while before we get to six or seven horses.
So financially, it wouldn't impact you at all.
No, sir. No, sir.
The ground was bought under the assumption that you would be able to have six horses, right?
Yes, sir.
But then you found out, and that's the reason you came to planning and zoning and said, what can I do? Because
yes, sir.
This is what I want.
Yes, sir. And as a professional engineer, when I first looked at this, I thought, well, why bother? Well, as a professional engineer, dealing with planning and zoning on a daily basis, knowing that the stable doesn't meet the letter of the zoning requirements, I felt obligated to appear before you
sure.
this evening.
Sure, because it's something you want.
Yes, sir.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Palmer, you I believe you stated that the lot line adjustment was done in 2015, correct?
Yes, sir. It was recorded among the land records on November 9th,
okay.
19th.
So So is it, don't you think it's a fair assumption and suggestion that the onus is on the county because in that that should have been decided and determined at that point when they adjusted the lot line that it was too close, but the county allowed that?
Mr. Mills, it's not for me to speak for the county.
Okay, fair enough. I think you're being generous. And of course, do we have any record of a variance at that time?
We do not have a record of the variance, and for sometimes for lot line adjustments, structures are not shown on surveys.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Mills, I don't mean to interrupt you or cut you off, but what Ms. Cornwell said is correct, and I probably should have included that in my exhibit booklet. But the lot line adjustment did not show any structures.
Okay. But you bought the property as it is, and with the assumption everything was fine with the
yes,
property,
sir.
And so therefore you don't feel that you've created the situation.
Yes, sir. That's
and,
correct.
And you think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, which is one of the sub headings, if you will, under cannot otherwise be developed.
Yes, sir. That's
all
correct.
Right. No other questions.
All right, Mr. Jones.
You made no additions to that stable since you've bought it, correct?
No, sir.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, when the applicant bought the property, it was assumed that there was a variance was not necessary since there wasn't a variance when the lot line was adjusted. We heard testimony to that. I think that creates a unique situation which limits it in being developed in strict conformity and certainly makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, reasonable being six horse stable. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the appropriate uses of adjacent properties or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,929.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,929. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Nay.
Okay.
I believe the property he would get along with four horses, just as I was saying.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 3-1, case number 11,929 is approved. Okay, next case, please.